Chapter 41. Dusk had arrived in the eastern Mediterranean, casting a pale rosy tint to the sky as the Ottoman star broached the entrance to the port of Beirut, just north of the Lebanese capital. The old frigate had made a swift voyage from the Aegean, reaching the port city in less than 48 hours. Circling past a modern new container ship terminal, the freighter turned west through the port complex, steaming in slowly to dock at an older general cargo quay. Despite the late hour, many of the local dock workers stopped and stared as the freighter was berthed, smiling at the odd spectacle on her deck. Carefully wedged beside the forward hatch and resting on a hastily constructed wooden cradle sat the damaged Italian yacht. A pair of workmen in coveralls was busy cutting and patching the large gash in its hull, inflicted by the now sunken workboat. Maria sat quietly on one side of the ship's bridge, silently watching the captain deal with the small parade of port, customs, and trade representatives who filed aboard in search of paperwork and money. Only when the local textile distributor complained about his short shipment did she intervene. "We were forced to accelerate our departure," she said bluntly. "You will receive the difference with the next shipment." The brow-beaten distributor nodded, then left quietly, not wishing to tangle with the fiery woman who owned the ship. The dockyard cranes were quickly engaged, and soon metal containers filled with Turkish textiles and produce were being rapidly unloaded from the ship. Marie stuck to her perch on the bridge, watching the work with disinterested eyes. Only when she spotted a dilapidated Toyota truck pull up and park alongside the gangway did she sit upright and stiffen. She turned to one of the Janissary guards that her brother had sent to accompany her on the voyage. "A man I am to meet has just pulled up on the dock. Please search him carefully, then escort him to my cabin," she ordered. The Janissary nodded, then stepped briskly off the bridge. He was mildly surprised to find the driver of the truck was an Arab attired in scruffy peasant clothes and wearing a ragged keffiyeh wrapped around his head. His dark eyes glared with intensity, however, deflecting attention from the long scar on the right side of his jaw, which he had acquired in a knife fight while a teen. The guard duly searched him, then showed him aboard, escorting him to Maria's large and stylishly appointed cabin. The Turkish woman sized him up quickly as she offered him a seat, then dismissed the Janissary from her cabin. "Thank you for coming here to meet me, Zakhar. If that is indeed your name," she added. The Arab smiled thinly. "You may call me Zakhar, or any other name if it so pleases you." "Your talents have come highly recommended." "Perhaps that is why so few can afford me," he replied, removing the dirty keffiyeh and tossing it onto an adjacent chair. Seeing that his hair was trimmed in a neat western cut, Maria realized that the grubby outfit was simply a disguise. Given a shave and a suit, he could easily pass as a successful businessman, she thought, not knowing that he often did. "You have the initial payment?" he asked. Maria rose and retrieved a leather satchel from a cabinet drawer. 25% of the total, as we agreed. Payment is in euros. The balance will be wired into a Lebanese bank account, according to your instructions. She stepped closer to Zakhar, but clung to the satchel. "The security of this operation must be unquestioned," she said. "No one is to be involved who is less than completely trustworthy." "I would not be alive today if conditions were otherwise," he replied coldly. He pointed at the satchel. "My men are willing to die for the right price." "That will not be necessary," she said, handing him the satchel. As he peered inside at its contents, Maria stepped to a bureau and retrieved several rolled-up charts. "Are you familiar with Jerusalem?" she asked, laying the charts across a coffee table.
"I operate in Israel a good portion of the time. It is Jerusalem where I am to transport the explosives."
"Yes, 25 kilos of HMX.
Zakhar raised his brow at the mention of the plastic explosives.
"Impressive," he murmured.
"I will require your assistance in placing the explosives," she said. "There may be some excavation work required."
"Of course. That is not a problem.
She unrolled the first chart, an antiquated map labeled in Turkish, Underground Water Routes of Ancient Jerusalem. Placing it aside, she displayed an enlarged satellite photograph of Jerusalem's walled old city. She traced a finger across the eastern face of the wall to the hillside beyond, which descended into the Kidron Valley. Her finger froze atop a large Muslim cemetery perched on the hill, its individual white gravestones visible in the photo.
I will meet you here, at this cemetery, at exactly 11 p.m., two nights from now, she said.
Zakhar studied the photo, noting the nearby cross streets which were overlaid on the image. Once they were committed to memory, he looked up at Marie with a quizzical gaze.
You will be meeting us there, he asked.
Yes. The ship will be sailing from here to Haifa.
She paused, then added firmly, I will be leading the operation. The Arab nearly scoffed at the notion of a woman directing him on an assignment, but then he considered the handsome payoff he would receive for the indignity.
I will be there with the explosives, he promised.
She moved to her bunk and pulled out a pair of wooden footlockers stored underneath. The heavy lockers had metal handles affixed to each end and were stenciled with the words, Medical Supplies, written in Hebrew.
Here is the HMX. I will have my guards carry it to the dock.
She stepped to the Arab mercenary and looked him hard in the eye.
One last thing. I want no cowardice over our objective.
Zakhar smiled.
As long as it is in Israel, I do not care what or whom you destroy.
He turned and opened the door.
Till Jerusalem. May Allah be with you.
And also with you, Maria muttered, but the Arab had already slid down the corridor, the Janissary following close behind. After the explosives were transported to the Arab's truck, Maria sat down and studied the photograph of Jerusalem once more. From the antiquated cemetery, she eyed the glistening target positioned just up the hill.
We'll shake up the world this time, she thought to herself, before carefully returning the photograph and charts to a locked cabinet.